Jackson's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of people will be watching two economic reports out today. First, we will get the Consumer Price Index for the month of May. It's a snapshot on inflation month over month and year over year. This afternoon, the Fed will announce its decision on interest rates. It's expected they will hold rates where they are. Concern about security at the border and who's gotten in.
8 migrants who entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border are in custody for their alleged ties to terrorism. The individuals detained in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia are from Tajikistan. They were vetted when entering the U.S., but sources say authorities later uncovered information raising suspicion about their possible affiliations with ISIS. The FBI previously warned about this vulnerability at the border.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Atlanta police are still investigating a bus hijacking yesterday. One person was killed after a man hopped on a city bus, forced the driver to careen it through several counties before a SWAT team was finally able to bring it under control. This is ABC News. Today marks the anniversary of two of the most infamous murders in American history. The murders that led to the trial of O.J. Simpson.
Oh my gosh, what would she look like?
Now 30 years after Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered, Nicole's sisters sitting down with our Diane Sawyer remembering her. Denise Brown saying,
she was just so graceful and elegant and just so sweet.
Nicole would have today been 65 years old. Ron Goldman would have been 55. O.J. Simpson died a few weeks ago. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At least 41 people have died in a fire that roared through a building housing workers in Kuwait this morning. No word on the cause, but the owner of the building has been arrested. And up for auction today, the oldest known photograph out of an American first lady. The picture of Dolly Madison was taken in 1846. Experts at Sotheby's think it could go for $70,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Crop insurance is designed to protect your livelihood, but gaps in your coverage can still leave you exposed. A hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services fills those gaps. Unlike multi-peril policies, Crop Hail offers coverage on an acre-by-acre basis and can protect the full value of your crops. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023, and that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about 500,000 from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Miracle League has returned to the Chippewa Valley for its eighth season. According to a WEIU report, the league offers area kids and teens with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball in a non-competitive league with assistance and a safe, accessible field. Program officials say this year the league will feature over 180 players, a big step up from the nearly 70 players it started with in 2017. The season lasts for 8 weeks through the summer, and the program is always looking for extra volunteers. A new animal attraction that brings wildlife right to your car door will officially open this week. According to a WQOW report, Safari Country in Baldwin will feature over 100 animals across 30 different species on their 10 acres of land. Residents will be able to see many animals right from their car in open fields, and there will also be a courtyard with smaller animals for pedestrians. Safari Country officially opens at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, and tickets go for $13 for adults and $8 for kids under 12 years old. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Elsie Rose Cozy, 96, former Phillips resident, recently residing in Muskego, Wisconsin, passed away on Thursday, June 6th. Elsie is survived by her five children, Donna Gents of Muskego, by Gerald of Minocqua, by Jeanette Delasky of Phillips, by Bonita Burgess of Muskego, and by Tracy Tregler of Pewaukee. Also survived by 12 grandchildren, by 13 great-grandchildren, and her daughter-in-law and her children. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Elsie Rose Cozy, 96, former Phillips resident. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. All right, let's get you moving with our keyword. Our first keyword of the day is... See, this is week two, right? It's Wednesday. All right. Red, R-E-D. I had to read the chart here. Red is your key word in a Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Get that to us right now. If this is the first time you're hearing about this, all you need to do is download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And all that'll do is give you all the Civic Media stations. And you'll see 98Q once you download the Civic Media app. It's free. Hit 98Q, text R-E-D, red, you're in. And then when we give another one later this morning a couple of times, you'll be in. Dell's tickets, Brewers club-level tickets, and Scotty summer staycation getaways overnight that we're giving away also as grand prizes. So red, R-E-D, is your keyword. It's good only here in this 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy otherwise. Winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76. Right now, it's 44.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers defense is excited. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers three-day minicamp here in Green Bay, where players like linebacker Quay Walker are talking about their new defense under coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think it translates very well for a lot of us. I think like his attention to details and everything like that and how we are so far, but everything stands out about the defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well, so I love it so far.
Matt LaFleur giving veteran defensive backs like Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon time off. That meant more time for backup safety Zane Anderson, who had three interceptions in one day.
Yeah, once you get one and two, then it kind of starts, it's like a magnet. You know, you see a lot of guys do that, and so he threw it up there, and it was 2 minutes, so I picked it up and went down on the ground to seal the game, so it's good.
Baseball, the Brewers and Blue Jays wrapping up their series at American Family Field. We'll have a recap coming up. The Crew losing last night 3-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And the state baseball tournament resumed yesterday as they're playing the state baseball tournament in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. And the Northwoods Solon Spring squad from the north, they were victorious yesterday as they topped Johnson Creek by a score of 7-0. So Northwoods Solon Springs now will challenge Oliva Strum in the championship. That game is coming up on Thursday. So other action coming up or from yesterday in Division 3 baseball, it was Kenosha St. Joseph's, a winner over Bonduelle. And Aquinas, they topped Cumberland yesterday to advance on to the finals. You can check out, as always, all of the results at WIAAWI.org.
Start your day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
My big plan was to teach my children responsibility by selling posters after one of my shows. So I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. She texted back, great, sounds good. So then I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. He texted back, no thanks, I don't need the money. He doesn't have any money. He has my money. I just texted back, you're out of the will. I'm kidding. He was never in it. If my father asked me to do something, he wouldn't even stick around for an answer. You want to shovel the driveway? Then he'd just leave.
Good morning.
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you, too. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
I saw your mama at church. I'm pretty sure I saw your car at the mall. I see your face in the clouds. I smell your perfume in crowds. I swear your number's on my phone, wants to call. It's kind of funny how I can't seem to get away from you. It's almost like you don't want me to. You've got a cold. but it's a whole lot of hurt. I think I know why you've been dragging your feet.
Country.
Country classic, Alan Jackson and the Chattahoochee. 98Q Country, 27 minutes after 7. Beautiful morning, 48, 49 on our way to 78 today. Might see a shower or thunderstorm isolated at some point. Heat's going to build in a little bit after a couple of cool days. Yesterday was cool. Yeah. My wife likes the cool weather, and she admitted that, yeah, it's a little bit cool. So that takes a bit. Actually, we're up to 53 already. Again, 78 for the high today. Looks like 80 for tomorrow. Upper 70s for Friday. And at least 70s, if not 80s, in the foreseeable future. So I think summer has arrived. Not officially. What is it, the 21st or 22nd? I always lose track of what the official beginning of spring and summer is, because it's just a calendar date. We all know that summer starts before June 2021. But we just live with it, right? We have a lot going on here. We've got Reality Radio, busy, busy morning. We're talking a little scouts this morning. We're going to talk a little about the city of Park Falls, what's going on. And Ron Nolan's going to be in with Nemuth Implement. It's What Is It Wednesday on their Facebook page. Check that out with Nemuth Implement, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, Nemuth Implement. Ken and Georgetown, their big pull is coming up, their fire department in a couple of weeks. We'll chat with them. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the NCCU Golf Classic, which this year, the benefactor is the Flambeau River Community Growing Center, and they're relocating their growing center. They provide hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food to our local food pantry every year. It's not only that, but it's the educational part of it, and there's a lot of things that are terrific about this. And raffle tickets, just a great, I'm not going to run through them all right now. We will during Reality Radio, but the list of prizes is unbelievable. You'll want to be in on this raffle for all these prizes they're giving away with us. So we'll talk about that. Day two of the big event, the 50th anniversary of Wheelway, going on today down in Fifield. We'll be there broadcasting live from 10 to 1 on Friday. They sent out, here's what they did. All right, I talked with Pete the other day. He said 20,000 flyers went out. You may have one. I have one right here. I got it at my house. 20,000 flyers went out. Okay, one of those flyers is worth $50,000 guaranteed. All right, it's just a matter of, if you bring it in, that's the only thing that's the missing element right there. The flyer has been sent out. The lucky number is in somebody's mailbox or on somebody's kitchen counter at home. And it's just a matter of someone brings it in. Now, if you bring yours in and it's not the winner, then you're still going to get $5 in cash. So you're still a winner, of course. And they have a great selection of previously owned vehicles on the lot at Wheelway. Great to have that back. Lots of service specials from oil changes to alignments and four tires, $50 off any purchase of any four tires installed with a coupon. I see tire rotations and other coupons all in that flyer. So if you're one of the folks that got one, bring it in. The sale will continue through Saturday. So give them a call if you have any questions down there at 762-2467. Wheelway and Fifield is a destination place here. Over the next few days, again, we'll be there broadcasting live on Friday from 10 to 1 from the big event. And I'm hoping by the time I show up there, somebody will already have won the 50 grand. If not, well, I might be just holding it right here. Lucky number is, I don't want to read it to you because then you might, that's it. I might have it. Congratulations, Solon Springs Northwoods out of the North Conference here. They're going to the state baseball championship game. They won 7-0 yesterday over Johnson Creek, so they're going to take on Oliva Strum in the championship game on Thursday. That's pretty cool. Not too often we get teams from the north going to state and doing well at state. It's harder and harder and harder to get there and then have success. Well, the folks at Complete Rain Gutter, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now. You can go to CompleteRainGutter.com and get your quote today, CompleteRainGutter.com. Keyword is red. R-E-D, that's your 7 a.m. keyword. Text that to us right now, and you'll be in for Dell's tickets, Brewers tickets. We're giving away staycations, Scotty staycations, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, Door County. Not only the overnight stays, but a couple perks thrown in with that, too. So every time you text us a keyword, you're automatically in for that grand prize drawing. Hourly Wisconsin Dells tickets, daily club level Brewer tickets. So we do it seven. Actually, we're going to have Brewers interrupt us a little bit today, aren't we? So we're probably not going to get the 1 and 3 o'clock keywords in today, but we will have our keywords three times this morning. And right now, the keyword is red, R-E-D. Text that to us right now through your Civic Media app. It's free. Put it on your phone, hit 98Q, text, and you're good. And we're going to be doing a lot of texting contests over the from moving forward. So it's a good idea. Put that Civic Media app on your phone and then tap 98Q. Shoot us the word R-E-D, red, and you're in. You're in. Nothing to it. Lots of good local stuff on Reality Radio, as always, coming up here this morning. It's heating up quick, isn't it? We're going to go from, oh my gosh, where's my sweatshirt, to sweatshirt on the chair and T-shirt here real quick here today. It's going to It's going to heat up. I don't know how humid it's going to get, but anytime they mix in a chance of a thunderstorm, you know that the humidity is going to be out there just a little bit. So we're going to go from cool to warm pretty quick. Billy Ray Cyrus, he was on our morning show, wasn't he? He was on our morning show a few years back. Billy Ray Cyrus, one of us, and his wife of 7 months have now split up. Her name was Fire Rose. Is that how you say it? It's got to be F-I-R-E-R-O-S-E. Or is it Fira Rosie? It's French or whatever. It didn't last too long for Billy. Hunter Biden found guilty of federal gun charges yesterday. That wasn't a big surprise. Thousands of Taylor Swift fans caught COVID from her show in Madrid. So they're dealing with that. What else here? This is a big news. You know who Joey Chestnut is, right? He's a guy who, when they have that Nathan's hot dog eating contest every year, 4th of July, he's won it for 16 years. He eats like 70 or 80 hot dogs and the buns in like 2 seconds. Just right there. And that's the sound of 70 hot dogs being consumed, by the way, in 2 seconds. It's just, this is what it sounds like. They wet down the buns, too. It's disgusting. It's just one of the most disgusting things you've ever seen. But the guy, he's won it 16 times. He's just incredible. He's a professional food eater is what he is. Again, a good business card to have. But he's been kicked out because he got sponsored by a competitor of Nathan's Hot Dogs. So Nathan says, you're out. You can't be in it because you're supporting our competition. Good to see Nathan's Hot Dogs isn't a little touchy about that. You think they would let it go, right? I mean, it's a big hot dog eating contest. Maybe they're not happy about it, but goodness gracious. I wouldn't be surprised if Joey Chestnut still ended up on the stage for that. All right. Let's get you updated on what's going on here. Quick news and sports at 7:35.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A lot of people will be watching two economic reports out today. First, we will get the Consumer Price Index for the month of May. It's a snapshot on inflation month over month and year over year. This afternoon, the Fed will announce its decision on interest rates. It's expected they will hold rates where they are. Concern about security at the border and who's gotten in.
8 migrants who entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border are in custody for their alleged ties to terrorism. The individuals detained in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia are from Tajikistan. They were vetted when entering the U.S., but sources say authorities later uncovered information raising suspicion about their possible affiliations with ISIS. The FBI previously warned about this vulnerability at the border.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Atlanta police are still investigating a bus hijacking yesterday. One person was killed after a man hopped on a city bus, forced the driver to careen it through several counties before a SWAT team was finally able to bring it under control. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats say they have a shot at regaining control of the Assembly in 2024. With retirements and redistricting, almost two-thirds of Assembly seats will be up for grabs in the 2024 election cycle. 120 Democrats are running for office, which is the most since 2011. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met on Monday to finalize the ballots for the August and November primaries. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap for recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Flambeau River YMCA will take its most visible step toward reality so far with an upcoming groundbreaking event. Groundbreaking will take place on Wednesday, June 19th at 10 a.m. at the future site of the Y, which is the former Park Falls City Hall building.
Planned features of the coming Flambeau River YMCA include a child care center, a gymnasium, a wellness center, and space for seniors and families. Projected completion is summer of 2025. After the ceremonial groundbreaking, attendees are invited to stay for picnic lunch and vision tours. The tours will provide a glimpse of the finished product of the future Flambeau River YMCA. The Chippewa Falls YMCA will be hosting free fitness classes in Riverfront Park this summer in an effort to get residents out and moving during the warm weather months. The program offers a variety of activities like Zumba and weight exercises every day of the week. Officials say it's a great way to not only get area residents some exercise, but to give them a chance to connect with other members of their community. A full schedule for the program is available on the YMCA website. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like, he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
State baseball yesterday, Division III games held, two of them. Kenosha St. Joseph topped Bondwell, and it was Aquinas, a winner over Cumberland yesterday. Both advanced to the championship game coming up on Thursday. Solon Springs Northwoods from the North Conference here, they topped Johnson Creek by a score of 7-0, so Solon Springs Northwoods now will challenge Oliva Strum for the state championship. That game Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Action continues today with Division 1 semifinals and Division 2 semifinals. State baseball being held at the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
Let's go!
Go!
Want
to connect with us? We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow.
98 Q Country.
I've been one of his friends, let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink, size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB?
ways. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried. We'll be right back.
Brad Paisley with their Mud on the Tires. Keyword is red. Good till 8 o'clock. If you haven't texted it to us yet through the Civic Media app, do so. Download it in your Play Store. It's very easy. And then you can listen to 98Q on your phone and our sister station, 103.1. So red is the keyword. Another one coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Dell's tickets, Brewer tickets, Scotty overnight stays throughout the state. All a part of the prize packages for the big event. Brewers lose last night. They're still 6.5 up, I believe, in the division. They're doing good. Just everybody I talk to, whenever I talk Brewers with anybody, they're just kind of like, yeah, they're doing good. But I don't know if it's going to last. Usually when you start bringing up a lot of the guys from the minors and using a lot of those guys, eventually it catches up to you. It hasn't yet. It hasn't yet. Coach Murphy is some kind of a magician out there, just throwing people out there. They do all right, and they're 6.5 up in the division. It does help that the division's not very good. I mean, they would still be in first place or close to it. You know, in a couple, well, I guess the other two divisions, they wouldn't be in first place in the National League anyway. American League, they would be, because you got the Phillies and Dodgers just having a crazy good year right now. But, I mean, you've got nobody else is above 500. How many times have we had the top and the bottom of a division? We are 67 games into the season. The Brewers have played 67 games, and there's a one-game separation between first place, between second place, rather, and fifth place. The Brewers are 6.5 up, and then you've got the... The Pirates 6.5 behind. The Reds are 7 back. The Cubs are 7 back. And St. Louis is 7 back. So other than the Brewers, the last place team, St. Louis, could be in second place after play today. So they're battling that out. And the Brewers just need to keep doing what they're doing. Well, not what they did last night, but they're hanging. 12:30 are game time today. Brewers will have a day off tomorrow. So the Brewers and the... And the Blue Jays will wrap up that three-game set today. And that's a 12:35 pregame, 1:10 first pitch. Tomorrow off, Cincinnati comes in for a three-game set this weekend. And then the crew will be off to L.A. A little West Coast action next week. So get your sleep in this week, because we got a lot of late-night start times pretty much each day. Each day next week. Lots of local stuff. We got a real nice show lined up with all kinds of good local information with Reality Radio. And if you miss it, we always put that on our 98QCountry.com podcast section for you to listen back to on demand.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder lives up to its name. Whatever path you choose, from muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to get you there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for even the most epic journeys. Find your path with Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov. www.wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
Can you believe it's been 50 years? And what we're going to do is to celebrate it. We're going to run a sale only until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model. Payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed. No credit, bad credit. No problem. You know what they say. When balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50th year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free, with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy. Otherwise, winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76.
It's 51 at our studios.
Hey, we're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party, country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Of me, the person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm.
God gave